Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
It's that time of year as college basketball takes center stage with the tournament finally upon us. If you're looking to wager this year, BetOnline is the number one spot for all of your updated odds and info, along with great contests, including the bracket contest, where you have a chance to take home the top prize. Head over to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BELIEV, that's BLEAV, to get started. BetOnline is your continued source for all your sports wagering needs, including live betting and your favorite Vegas casino games. Ben Online, where the game starts. Hello, everyone, and welcome to 100 Football Sports Talk Radio. I'm your host, Logan Landers, and today I'm doing a special look at the quarterback from Louisiana, Levi Lewis. So if you enjoy this video or subscribe to the podcast, please like, comment, share, and subscribe. We go live each and every single week on Facebook and YouTube. Our podcast you can find every single day on Spotify, iTunes, iHeartRadio, anywhere you can think of. You can listen to our podcast. We have amazing shows, draft prospects, legend reviews, history specials, anything and everything football related. You can find it on our channel and on our show. So thank you so much for all the downloads and all the support. Levi Lewis, the talented quarterback from Louisiana representing the Raging Cajuns. What a great name that is, right? So let's start off with his career, right? What he was doing in high school, a three-star dual threat quarterback, looking good, right? Won the 2016 Warwick Dunn Award. And then he said, you know, 2017, I'm going to keep it home because he was born in, he did go to high school in Scotlandville Magnet High School, and his hometown is in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. So what better place for him to go than with the Raging Cajuns? 2017, didn't see a whole lot of time on the field, freshman season, that's how it goes. But he did play in a couple of games, he started in three of the four games he was in. He had 28 of 54 passing, good for 51%, 377 yards, two touchdowns, one interception, so not much going on there, but, you know, it's his first year. Second year, 2018, a little bit of the same. He did play in all 14 games, however, but he was not, he was mostly used as a backup. But he did go 37 of 59 passing, better for 62.7%, 585 yards, seven touchdowns, and two interceptions. 2019 was his first year to really kind of take control of his narrative, take control of Louisiana, started quarterback in all 14 games, threw 254 out of 378. That's good for 64.3%, 3,050 yards passing, 26 touchdowns, four interceptions. Looking good there. 2020, the COVID-shortened year, he said, you know what? I'm going to still put up some really good numbers. 177 out of 297 passing, 59.6%, but he did throw for 2,274 yards, 19 touchdowns, and seven interceptions. And then this past year in 2021, his final year with Louisiana, 236 out of 391, good for 60% passing, 2,917 yards, close to that 3,000 mark, just couldn't get it. But he did have 20 touchdowns and only four interceptions this year. So when you look at his 5 years at Louisiana, you can see that he has put up some very solid numbers. He's looked really good. And I get that, you know, he might not be throwing. This year he threw the ball the most. His completion percentage is a little bit lower than some might expect, but 60% is still pretty solid, I think. Yards-wise, he can get it up there. He racked up a ton of trophies, the past 2020, 2021 year. In 21, he was second-team All-Sunbelt Conference. He's also on a bunch of watch lists, was on the Senior Bowl, the Reese's Senior Bowl. In 2020, once again, second team All-Sunbelt Conference, and a lot of other just preseason watch lists. So you could see that this guy put in some work, especially these last 2 years, and really elevated his draft stock for a smaller school that maybe not a lot of people haven't even heard of. But let's talk a little bit about Levi Lewis and what he's been able to do on the field. Like I said, his passing game looks good, but I think people need to look more at his running game too. In 2019, 69 carries for 195 yards, 3 touchdowns. 2020, 55 carries, 335 yards, and 5 touchdowns. In this past year, 100 carries for 343 and 5 touchdowns there. So he can get it done both in the air and with his legs. Some more things that I think are strengths. He got good zip to the ball, good ball placement, especially with the shorter passes. Good touch down the field as well on post-corner routes in the end zone. He picks up yards with his legs, like I just mentioned. He's not afraid to run. There's a reason he's listed as a dual-threat quarterback. Pretty accurate as well. Like I said, about 60% was around his average throughout college. Mostly those are going to be intermediate and shorter throws. There is a little bit of some flashiness that you can see with the long ball, but it's still not consistent enough yet. That's a little bit of a weakness. But short and intermediate, he can get it done for you. He doesn't just throw to one side of the field. He gives love to all his receivers, spreads love, spreads the ball around anywhere on the field, honestly, whether it's a screen pass, a slant, a corner route, you name it, he can throw it to you. He's got good pocket awareness. He's not afraid to look downfield, and he's going to be sure that he's going to avoid some sacks because he wasn't sacked a whole lot. Really, this past year was the only year he was sacked more than 20 times. Other than that, it was pretty minuscule numbers. This year, just the offensive line wasn't up to par in previous years, but he was still able to scramble and get out of at least a couple of those for sure. And also, too, he's a confident passer. He's going to always have that swagger to him. He's got good accuracy when he gets in a rhythm, too. Better ball placement, and he looks good, pretty good. He looks overall like a very good passing quarterback as well as getting it done with his feet. Tons of people take multivitamins, but it's important to choose one that is top quality. With one delicious scoop of Athletic Greens, you're absorbing 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens to start your day right. Their special blend of ingredients supports gut health, your nervous system, your immune system, energy, recovery, focus, and aging. It's also lifestyle friendly and fits a wide range of diets. There's only 1 gram of sugar and no chemicals or artificial anything. Reclaim your health and arm your immune system with convenient daily nutrition. It's just one scoop and a cup of water every day. That's it. To make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free 1 year supply of immune supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/believe. That's BLEAV. Again, that's athleticgreens.com/believe. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Athletic Greens, take ownership of your health.
Now, let's move on to some of the weaknesses he can improve on in this upcoming draft and wherever he decides to go and wherever team drafts him in 2022. He has struggled with his decision-making sometimes, especially with his pre-snap recognition to read some defenses and see some blitz. Like I mentioned, this past year was the year he has been sacked the most, and that has to do with both an offensive line needing a little bit of help and also his vision of seeing corner blitzes or guys coming off the edge. He needs to work on that and just better at processing some information. He's got decent height. Like I said, he's not the tallest guy in the world. He's only 5'10", 184 pounds, so he's going to be on that smaller side, which I know a lot of scouts might kind of, you know, frown at, but it is what it is, right? It's genetic. What can you do about height? A small frame, like I said, he is a little bit short and doesn't weigh a whole lot. He can bump up the weight a little bit, get around the 200 pounds. That might be what they ask him to do in college or in the NFL. And I think that the main thing too is he doesn't give the receivers a chance to make the play after the catch. What I mean by that is his pretty high completion percentage, like I said, around 60%, is mostly short screen passes as opposed to deeper intermediate routes per se. So, like I said, mostly just decision-making skills and maybe just a little bit better pocket awareness. And I think he could be solid as a player to get in this upcoming draft. I mean, we talk about the main 3 or 4 quarterbacks who are going to get taken, and rightfully so, there's some tremendous players. But I think some people need to take a look at Levi Lewis as who I think will be a solid backup to start his career. If he can go to a franchise that has maybe an Asian quarterback or is in a situation where they don't maybe trust their current starter at the moment, have him go to whatever team that may be a backup for a season, two, three, whatever it might be. And then he could get his shot, I think. And I mean, he's shown really good flashes of it in college. I think he could translate well to the NFL. You know, size don't matter in the NFL, man. You can do a lot of great things at whatever size, whatever weight you are. And I think once he really just kind of figure out how to get the deep ball a little bit better and how to just process the game at a faster level in the NFL, I think he could be a solid player. So please drop your comments. What do you think about Levi Lewis, the quarterback from Louisiana? We'd love to talk to you and hear what all you got to say.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
But like I said, if you enjoy our show, like, comment, share, subscribe, go live each and every single week on Facebook and YouTube. Check out the podcast at 100th Football on Spotify, on Apple Podcasts, iTunes, iHeartRadio, Pandora. If you have a home device like an Alexa or a Google, you can just say, hey, Google, play 100th Football, or hey, Alexa, and it will work. We've done it here on the show, so it works. And like I said, go over there, leave us a review, leave us a rating. What do you think about the show? We upload multiple episodes of our podcast each and every single day. And we have videos coming out each and every single day pretty much now on our channels on Facebook and YouTube. You guys have been absolutely crushing it when it comes to our subscribers as of late. We thank you all so much for the continued support. And also, please, we have about a month left before the draft, so we have a couple of weeks left of getting all these draft prospects in as much as possible. So please, if you have a prospect who maybe we haven't covered or you want us to go back and touch more on, please put it in the comments and we will get to them in a near video, we promise you. So like I said, I'm your host this morning, Logan Lair, talking about Levi Lewis, the quarterback from Louisiana. Can't wait to talk more about some more amazing prospects. Have a great day, everyone, and we'll talk again on another live video. See you soon.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.